I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations plans to deploy more troops to Darfur due to the instability there. Many aid groups pulled back due to convoy attacks. World Vision resumed partial operations in Darfur on Saturday. World Vision's Rachel Wolf says they're focusing on life-saving services, food, and health. And it's one reason people listen to their message.
As a faith-based organization, that's one way that we can build bridges. They see us, they know that we're there, motivated by our faith, and that's actually a way that we have built bridges with other groups, and that's the case in Darfur.
Next, the Sundanese people of Indonesia are one of the largest unreached people groups. Partners International and the Sundanese Christian Fellowship are reaching them through libraries and literacy classes. Domu, the SCF ministry leader, says education is the beginning of releasing people from the bonds of superstitious religions.
By doing these library projects, can have an access to the community, and by and by, they can build a relationship, and the ultimate goal, they can share their faith.
And over the weekend, people from many Christian organizations gathered in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the National Day of Prayer Task Force meeting. Bible Pathways' Ken Sharp was there to remind the task force not to leave out Scripture on the National Day of Prayer in May. Sharp says as Christians pray and read God's Word more, it can't help but make a difference.
We will become better church members, better Sunday school teachers, pastors, husbands, and wives. Once we are empowered with God's Word, God is going to empower us much more with His Holy Spirit.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.